So I'm here with Marcelo from the analysis services team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So what was your role in particular working on SQL Server 2008?
I was working on two improvements. I was working on the CubeWiz improvement.
Okay.
And the Orca Shell improvement.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit more about what the CubeWizard improvement actually is?
Yes. The CubeWizard improvement was on UConn, we found out that the CubeWizard was more complex than it has to be. And the cubes that were being generated were more complex also that they need to be. They were sometimes too large, and therefore the performance was not ideal. So in Katmai, we optimized it. We reduced the number of screens that CubeWizard has, make them simpler, and the cubes that are generated are much more optimized compared to UConn. They are smaller, they are faster to query, to process.
Cool. So what was that like working on? What were like the challenges that you ran into in having to do the development?
Well, the first thing, I originally wasn't part of Katmai. I came from another division, Microsoft.
So okay.
I had to learn a lot of new things in short time.
Right.
So that was very challenging and at the same time a lot of fun.
Right. So from a technical perspective, what were the things that were difficult to do when redoing the CubeWizard?
Well, I think in general the CubeWizard was much complex, way more complex than it has to be. And it wasn't, we didn't, when it was originally developed, we didn't think how we're going to test ahead of time.
Okay.
So, and on Katmai, testability was one of the major concerns and one of the major design.
So one of the design principles
that we had.
And was that part of, so we've heard a lot of people talk about SES and the engineering process for SQL Server. Was that part of it? Because we've heard people saying how testability is one of the main things in the beginning, and there's like a test engineer who works with the PM and the developer right from the beginning. So was that sort of a part of that whole new design engineering process?
Yes, in that process, it was, even before we start coding anything, when we were in the design phase, we thought how we're going to test every single screen, every testing scenario.
Cool. So proud of what we did in the Cube Design Wizard. We made a lot of improvements there.
Yes, definitely. I'm very proud of that. And it's a great product. I'm sure the clients will like that.
Cool. And you mentioned the other thing you worked on was Orcus integration. Is that right?
Yes.
And what's that all about?
Well,
and Orcus was the code name internally for
Visual Studio 2008.
Right, so.
Yeah, basically on analysis services, we have this, everything is in that Orcus shell.
Right.
And on UConn, everything was on Visual Studio 2005.
Uh-huh.
And we have to replace everything with Visual Studio 2008.
Okay.
So that was the other improvement to replace Whitby, that was Visual Studio 2005, with Orcus, that Visual Studio 2008.
And what did that entail from a technical side of things?
There was a lot of setup related changes to make sure that Orcus worked for existing code.
Okay, I see. So,
there was not that many direct coding issues, but mostly setup related.
Okay, interesting. So, what's it like to be a developer? Because there's some features in SQL Server that SQL Server and DevDiv share, so something like Orcus integration. So, do you sort of walk the line between the two products, and are you getting builds from the DevDiv build system and working on those? And what's it like sort of walking that line?
Yeah, it wasn't easy because we were developing using Orcus, and Orcus was still in development.
Right.
So there's always some challenge regarding to that. Sometimes there's bug, and we don't know.
Right. So in general,
and
how
at the same time was, I think the artist team was very, very nice with us. They were, anytime we have some issue, they answered right away.
Yeah.
It was a nice experience at the same time.
So that was actually the next question I was going to ask was, in general, as a developer, what was your experience working on Katmai?
I think it was very positive, and I definitely think I grew up a lot during that period. Looking back, I'm happy that I was there.
Yeah, that's an interesting statement. So what do you think it was that helped that sort of personal growth? What contributed to that?
I think the SQL division seems to be much more concerned about the final quality of the product, at least compared with other divisions that I've been working with.
Right.
So they make sure that you, as you're doing your work, you're very, very focused on getting something with a lot of quality.
Right. Well, that's great to hear. So now that SQL Server 2008 has shipped yesterday,
mm-hmm.
does that feel good to have that accomplishment behind you and have it in customers' hands now?
Yes. And it feels really good to see that it's getting great reviews also. The customers that contact us, they seem to be liking the product. So.
Great.
Definitely feels
cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.